Welcome to the Coda Catch-Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, before I get started, I want to talk about a little event that I'm hosting here on the Gold Coast in Australia. That's on the 15th of September. It's CodePen Gold Coast 2016. I've got a link in the show notes to it from the invite page. Essentially, it's a free night, free food, free drinks. The drinks and food are sponsored by Media Temple, so big shout out to them for their support. But I'd love to see you there. Just talk all about front end. I'm going to be giving a talk in particular about CodePen workflows and how you can bring it into your workflow and really increase productivity and reviews and things like that. But I don't want to go too much into it. I may end up doing a podcast after the fact about it. But it's going to be a great night. So I'd love to see you there. If you're on the Gold Coast in Australia, I'd love to see you there. Links in the show notes. So back onto this week's episode, I want to talk about the path of the generalist and why I think it's something that you should look at and think about pursuing. Now, when people think about a generalist, they think jack of all trades, master of none, rather. And, you know, this is kind of not what you want in this day and age. People are looking for very specialist roles. But I think the idea of a generalist has changed drastically now as to what it was previously. So if we go back in history to really early days of the web, where being a generalist was kind of the job, you had to do a few things. You know, you had to do HTML, you had to do a bit of CSS. You move on in time, you started to have to specialize. There's just too many things coming at you. You know, your HTML, CSS, JavaScript, all different technologies and things like that. So you started to specialize. And to generalize it, there was basically a back-end developer and a front-end developer. You're either doing one or the other. Then we move on to today, where you're more specializing in each of those specializations. So when you're a back-end developer, you might specialize in API design. If you're in the front end, you might be a JavaScript developer, or maybe more specific, like a React developer or an Ember developer. And this is where that specialization really matters. And I was speaking to some people in the SpecFM Slack channel. Definitely check out is the SpecFM network. They've got a bunch of podcasts on there that are well worth your time to subscribe and listen to. Some fantastic ones there. But anyway, I was talking to Bryn, and he was saying that it's more of a T-shape these days for skills and how people work. And you're kind of probably doing this without knowing it as well. So you're already kind of on that path of a generalist. So if you look at the horizontal line in a T, so the letter T, or the shape T, I suppose you could even say. So that horizontal is like general skills you know some stuff of, so you might know a little bit of different areas. And then the vertical bar in the T is essentially where you specialize. So I'm going to try and use the examples in this podcast about being a back-end developer. So try and think of that role all the time for that specialization. And so you can do lots of little things, but specialize in one area. And this is kind of what you want to aim for. This makes you very employable. It's fantastic in general, like having a breadth of knowledge is good. But the thing here is there's a few really, like, you just can't get away from these things that really push you towards this generalist path. So yes, you're specializing in something, back-end development, but as we are kind of like a thirst for knowledge, love to learn new things, you should love to try new things, like new and shiny stuff, you start to get a knowledge of various different things. Now, this is where you start getting that horizontal part of the T. So you're building up, maybe you're a back-end developer and you're playing around with some HTML, CSS, then, you know, React comes along. So React's fantastic. It's really easy to write some great UI manipulation and stuff like that. And next thing you find that you're adding that to your tool belt there, and you're starting to get that breadth of knowledge. So that's one really great thing that comes along from that. So you're already kind of satisfying some needs. So you really are pushing towards a generalist anyway. It just depends how much you implement that. The main thing that I get from this is communication. So the more you learn about different areas, the easier it is to communicate within those areas. So, for example, let's say, again, I'm a back-end developer and working on a team of a project. There's designers, front-end developers, ops people. If I know a little bit more about the front-end and I'm building APIs for that, I know I can talk with the front-end developers and work out what they need a lot easier, as well as I might be able to know before I implement something, actually This is how I normally do it, but for their cases, I know that they probably need something a bit easier, so I'll switch to doing this different method that'll make it easier for them to implement. So you can see where you can start to kind of be able to work things in a lot better. And you might be thinking, well, this is just generally learning skills over time, but this is these soft skills of learning other things outside of your specialization does add to that. And this is kind of on that path of being a generalist. One of the other things too is it allows you to be more valuable in the team. So say if I'm a back-end developer and I learn a little bit about front-end, maybe the front-end developers are under the pump and I just need a break from back-end development, I can go in there and just pick up some low-hanging fruit in the front-end side, give myself a little mental break from what I'm normally doing to fresh my head up, and also, you know, kill some low-hanging fruit bugs and stuff like that at the same time. So that's great. That's a win-win for everyone. This also leads to being more valuable in the organization because you can then touch on other areas. So there's a huge benefit there. But the other thing that it does is essentially allows you to skill up. Now, this is something that, because it kind of works part and part with the thirst for learning, but you can skill up by learning new skills outside your normal area. And these can then impact what you do in your specialization. So, for example, if we stick close to our specialization, say I'm an object-oriented based programmer, and I start doing something that's functional, I might find that, yeah, it's cool, it was good to experiment in functional language, but I might find there's ways how you'd normally think that is different from object-oriented and bring that back into your object-oriented programming, because functional does have a different take on how you solve problems. So you might bring that back into what you do in your day-to-day life, and it might improve your code, might help you solve problems in a different, maybe a better way. So there's benefits there. Even stuff that's more outside of the scope of what you do, your specialization, they can impact what you do as well. Now, getting back onto that skilling up, you might find that as a back-end developer, writing APIs, playing around with some kind of front-end system like maybe Ember, you find that you really enjoy that. So you start doing that more and more. Maybe it's at the workplace or in your free time on a side project. You might eventually find that you start to become a specialist in that. So now you've actually gone from one specialization to another just by following the normal path of a generalist. And as you can see, as time goes on, you might find other areas that are nice. So if we take this back-end developer role or idea, now I've learned Ember and that's fantastic, and I've been working more and more with the front end, and I'm finding that, you know, I'm working with designers, I like to get some design, but actually I want to kind of skip that step a bit and be able to do some stuff for myself. So you start learning design, and over time you might eventually become have a specialization in design as well. Now, some people might say you can't specialize in all those areas, but that's where we get these quote unquote unicorns, and they do exist. And I don't really like the term unicorn, even though I do use it or have been using it in part of the title for the podcast, but these are just people that really love what they do and they want to solve all the areas or be able to work in all those areas, and that's just being multifaceted in your skills. So they do exist, and it's more common than you think, because I know quite a lot of people can do all of them fairly well. Like, they can definitely do all those areas in their day job and get by and actually do a good job. So there's just those few, I think, that are like exceptional, which is probably more what you call a unicorn. But yeah, as you can see there, you've now skilled up and you've become more valuable to the organization through that, as well as you make yourself more employable because you can do those extra things that are required. I think especially in startups, generally look for someone who can do a lot of those things pretty well, like, you know, to a good standard, but or even a high standard, but that's kind of what they look for because they can get their bang for their buck, essentially. But that's essentially all I want to talk about. As you can see, you're kind of naturally led to learning where you're going across that horizontal line in the T there, and you're kind of skilling up at the same time, and it just kind of compounds and dominoes on itself. So going down that generalist path definitely allows you to open some doors, quench your thirst for knowledge, and just generally skill up. So there's a lot of benefits to doing that. But I'd love to know what your thoughts are on that. You know, do you think it's a good idea? Do you think it's a bad idea? Have you tried it? Like, what's your thoughts on that? I'd love to know. You can leave a comment on codacatchup.com for this episode. You can also send through a tweet to @codacatchup on Twitter, or you can just send through an email to codacatchup@gmail.com. Which, before I sign off, also notes, I'm going to be doing another AMA episode in the near future. So if you have any questions, anything you want answered, you can send through to codacatchup@gmail.com and I'll put them on the podcast. Or optionally, you can go to slack.codacatchup.com and sign up and get in there to the Slack channel where you can just talk all things about web development. So I'd love to see you there. I'm trying to build a little community in there. But other than that, that's essentially it. Also, if you do have a spare few moments, I'd really appreciate it if you can leave a rating and review in iTunes. But other than that, we'll catch you in the next episode.